You're listening to an Amplify podcast.
Have you ever felt like everyone around you was going on exciting trips, going on holidays and going to their favorite countries, but you're just sitting at home in your dark, sad room all by yourself, looking at your laptop while your eyesight slowly erodes away? Because that's how I feel all the time. And that's why I think it's important that we have a bucket list. Do you guys have a bucket list?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. I don't have a list, but I have some places in mind that I want to go, or like some things I want to do.
Yeah, like that.
Anywhere in particular?
My home countries.
By home countries, you mean Pakistan or Thailand?
Well, I have more family. My family really big in Pakistan. I can't answer that, honestly.
I feel like Pakistan is just a home, but I want to go to South Korea because I've been seeing so many cool
culture,
like cafe, so many cool activities over there that I really, really, really want to do. I also want to go Maldives, like the beaches, the glow beach. I just want to travel around the world.
I am a huge traveler. I love traveling. If there's nothing in my life that's stimulating me every day, I hate it.
Have you guys heard of Glass Beach in California?
No.
Yes.
Glass Beach in California.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard about this one.
Yeah.
Sea glass. I had this obsession when I was younger with rocks, like the pretty gemstones, and this would be literally my dream. It just looks so pretty. I just want to go there.
But apparently, like, the things you see in the internet is like, in real life, it could be different.
Mm. I feel like some places are so nice, but because they're so crowded, I don't like it. I like the view, but I don't like the place itself. I don't know if it's just a Pakistani thing, but there was this one lake that we went on and it was so pretty, but it was so crowded and it was just so dirty too because it was crowded. So I didn't really like the place, but I really like the view and the activity over there. You know, there's a rain themed cafe in South Korea. So aesthetic and so pretty.
How does that work?
They have a fake rain. Just the whole aesthetic of that cafe is so cool.
You guys just get bored of Melbourne so much. In the future, I want to move out of Melbourne.
It's so weird seeing people come here for holidays because Australia, they're like, oh my god, Australia, it's so exotic. But no.
Kangaroos and koalas.
No, but I want to see the quokka in Perth.
Quokka.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
I want to go to Gold Coast.
Yes. Please. I feel like Melbourne, I want to try some of the activities that they say. Oh yeah, Melbourne has a lot of activities.
The vibe in Melbourne's great because I'm the type of person that likes tropical places and summer.
I like winter, so I like Melbourne.
Same. I really, really, really hate winter.
I love winter.
I want to go to New Zealand.
I want to go to New Zealand too.
I want to go to Antarctica.
I want to meet penguins.
Have you been to Phillip Island?
Oh yeah.
I have never been to Phillip Island. My friends have.
For me, I didn't have a good experience there because I barely did anything. Also, for my year 9 camp, I think we're going to Phillip Island.
Damn.
In 3 weeks. I'm actually not really looking forward to it.
Do a review segment on that.
Maybe.
Yes. Besides the bucket list, personally, I love being on a plane. I don't know why. I just like the feeling of it, the vibe and everything. So aside from that, what kind of a traveler are you guys?
Some people hate planes.
Babies on the plane.
No, the leg space in the plane.
No, it's so satisfying when you get the seats with the big space in front where you can put your legs.
Maybe we just travel in business. That's my dream.
Speaking of traveling, what kind of travelers do you guys think that you are?
I like to research for the place and find out some things like, okay, today I'm going to go on these places. I do not set a certain time. Okay, on this time, I'm going to get out of this place and do that. Not fully planned, but a bit planned. Also, like, just taking a walk around the area, just seeing around.
I also feel like it's really important to have a plan, but I'm also more the spontaneous type of person.
I've got to admit, I haven't really been organizing any holidays. It's been my parents. I mean,
but if you were to.
If I were to. And I try to be organized, but I'm not very organized.
Yeah.
I feel like I agree that I like being a bit spontaneous. But for example, if I decided that in this day I'm going to go on these 5 places and I can't go on one of them, I do feel a bit like, oh, my day is incomplete.
I should have said this earlier, but I also really want to visit Bali. Apparently, a lot of Australians always go there. You have to visit Thailand. I miss that place so much. I'm going to cry. It's the best place ever. I'm sorry. Hands down. It feels like home to me.
It is your home.
Look, I don't know, because when you're 2 ethnicities, you're not fully this and you're not fully that. So now I just say that I'm Australian.
In Australia, it's like you're 2 ethnicities. I say I'm Australian, but then I'm not really, really Australian.
Yeah.
I'm like,
where are you really
from? That's such a rude question. I prefer people saying, oh, what's your ethnicity?
When I go to another country, suddenly you become really Australian because, like, if you're the only Australian person, they're like, oh my god, your accent. I love your accent. I love, what's Australia like?
That is so true.
I agree with you. I feel like no matter how much I try to deny, I am becoming an Aussie. Yeah. Even in terms of my accent, the words sometimes I say.
Because, like, the food we eat, and our environment, and the people we hang out with, and all these other different factors, they just shape who you are. And if you're in Australia, obviously, you become an Australian.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's just because my closest friends now are Australian. The things that I talk with my Pakistani friends are going to be so different, you know? Half the trend, memes, or jokes.
I feel like we talked about this before in a different episode.
I feel like when I go back, the inside jokes, the memes, and all that stuff that's going on, the problems that are in the country, I probably won't be that aware of it.
But, like, at the same time, you can't blame yourself.
Do you guys like water activities or do you just like dry activities?
Water.
Water.
Oh my god, in Thailand, me and my brothers, we went jet skiing. It's harder than it looks. Have you guys ever been been jet skiing before, if you're an adrenaline person, 100% do that, because my brother, he's doing it and I was behind him on the jet ski and the waves crashing and also trying to control it, we fell off and I was panicking, I was screaming and I was like in the water just screaming, and another guy, he was on the boat and he passed us and I was screaming, I was like, help us. He just completely ignored us. It was so embarrassing. I really thought we were gonna die, but luckily we had life jackets on and I was so scared. You know when you guys go to a different country, right, the food is really important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Korean food in Australia, but it's not as authentic than being in Korea.
Maybe the homemade food that Korean mums or guys would make here, I think those would be probably authentic, but even the ingredients, I feel like are just a bit different.
It's kind of sad because I grew up here basically, because I came when I was 4. So even if you eat Chinese takeout, you can tell it's not as authentic, but then I can't really place my finger on what it is because I don't remember that much from when I was actually in China.
But do you compare your mom's cooking with the takeout?
I do, I think.
I like Chinese food, but I never tried the authentic Chinese. All I have tried the Chinese food are the desi fusion of Chinese. The thing is, I feel like if I tried authentic Chinese, the taste would be so different. Well, they see fusion, they're like, you know, the tastes are pretty similar. But it's just funny how I've tried Chinese dishes, but they're all desi touch.
You guys ever find that when you're traveling, you're just more happier? Like, all your worries are out the window.
I feel like this holiday, I didn't feel like I was relaxing at all. It didn't feel like a holiday at all. But I feel like going to a concert is just so more relaxing. You have no worries on your head.
For me, I have to leave the country in order to feel happy.
Yeah. Do you like traveling by yourself, or do you like, you know, traveling with one or two people?
One or two people.
One or two people.
I agree with one or two people. I feel like I don't trust myself being alone. It just feels like I'm unsafe.
Too scared.
If I go to a foreign country where I don't know the language, I think I need some emotional support.
I feel like by myself, I feel more unsafe.
I can't believe our parents came from a different country and moved here. That's crazy. For example, when you go to Pakistan, right? In Pakistan, you only see Pakistani people that look Pakistani and stuff. But when I moved to Melbourne, I was in the airport, right? And I see all these different ethnicities. I felt so overwhelmed. And I was thinking, like, how do my parents feel when they move?
I don't get cultural shock when I come to Melbourne because I've been in Melbourne my whole life. But when I go to China, it's like, oh my god, like, so everyone is Chinese. This is weird.
Yeah, I feel like you came at a very young age.
When did you guys come again?
I literally come at 2020. So yeah, it was a bit of culture shock. I feel like it was very hard for me to adjust to the change.
Is there really nowhere else where you guys want to go? The world's so big, so many countries, so many places to see.
Go on a world tour.
That's before I die, I want to travel the whole world. But I'm really happy visiting the same two countries on rotation, Thailand and Pakistan.
True, they're the main one, I guess.
I can go on a world tour for my bathroom concert where I sing to my shampoo bottles. Shampoo bottles, it'll be people. I think that's a good image to end on.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great image.
Very great.
Let's move on to our next song that would not be like the bathroom concerts that we have.